Derek, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Ann.
Hi.
I gave a call in when we were talking about the border deal and the wall and if Trump should take the deal or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I've really been mulling it over. And the more I think about this issue, I've begun to realize that what this is, what's more important? Do we need the wall or do we need a group of people that will never believe you if you give them reason, fact, or logic that a wall is needed? Do we need to explain it to them and make them realize, do we need it? Is that more important? Mm-hmm. Or is it more important to actually build it? And I am behind President Trump on this issue. I am a single-issue voter, immigration.
Yeah.
My wife is an immigrant. I live with DHS in my life. We just paid $680 to renew her green card. I feel for the millions of legal immigrants that are doing everything right, standing in line, getting a medical check, getting a background check. I'm sorry, it's 2018. It's not the 1500s. Even the people that came on Ellis Island were there for weeks to make sure they didn't have tuberculosis.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do these things. This is common sense.
Derek, can I ask you where your wife has immigrated from?
She's from the Philippines.
She's from the Philippines. And so,
you know, the media will tell you President Duterte, strongman, friend of Trump, killing the drug dealers. That is a country that is stricken with poverty in the midst of a drug war. By many Democrats' definition, every citizen of the Philippines should be able to apply for asylum and come here. And that's, you know, people don't even realize what asylum is for. Asylum, our city, St. Louis, asylum is for Bosnian people being murdered because they are Muslim. I'm sorry. If you are in a poor country and want a better life, that does not automatically qualify you to be allowed to skip the border, skip all those people waiting in line. And I don't mean to get emotional, but I'm tired of this. So if Trump does take this deal, you know, Mulvaney, incoming chief of staff, he said on the Sunday shows, if the Democrats offer an absurd number like $800 million, we won't accept this. Well, $1.375 billion sure ain't that far from $800 million.
Yeah.
And it's very far away from that $5.7 million that he asked her for from the beginning. And you know what? The $25 billion to build the whole thing is peanuts when you're looking at our debt.
Yeah.
Or even what we're spending on the government per year. With our debt, we should have a southern wall, a northern wall, an Atlantic wall, and a Pacific wall. Heck, let's have a dome so we can control the weather anymore, and then we won't even have to worry about climate change. I don't know.
Derek.
I'm fed up. I want the issue to be solved.
Does your wife feel the same way that you do?
Oh, my wife, we wish that we could. You know, most people have no idea how this process works for legal immigrants, what they have to go through to stay legal in the country. We just did her 10-year green card, $680. But even though she is my wife, she has to live here for a minimum of 4 years before she can even apply to become a citizen. And so, unfortunately, we can't get her to the polls in 2020 to cast her support for Trump. But she does support our president. And, you know, it's really been enlightening for me because she came from a part of the world not knowing about American politics. You know, she's in her world. They have their own thing. She's learning all this, seeing this firsthand. And I don't want to influence her. You know, I support Trump. If you're a Bernie bro, I love you, man. We're both American.
Yeah,
that's fine. I don't care what your political belief is. I just ask you to respect mine as all. But no, she the Philippines is a Catholic country. They're rather conservative. So, you know, actually abortion is illegal in the Philippines.
Wow.
And so I almost seen her in tears figuring out about this new York law on what they allow with, like, her mind can't comprehend. And I try to explain to her how, from their position, that is women's rights. You know, in their mind, this is women's rights.
Yeah,
this is their body.
All about perspective.
And when I try to explain that to her, you know, she has trouble grasping it. And it's,
Boy, Derek, I wish more people would look at it from the way your wife's perspective is, understanding the raw truth of what is taking place there. Derek, can I put you on hold so that my producer can get some contact information so I can reach out to you?
Definitely. Let me just say, if Trump takes this deal, declare a national emergency anyway, get this topic over with, build the wall, fix the immigration system. If you ask me what's my deal, if President Derek was here, permanent DACA, give them the pathway for a permanent wall. That's the deal. Will they come together and do it? I have no idea. I sure wish they would.
Derek, thank you so much for the call. I'm going to put you on hold, and Katie is going to get your contact information. Really, really great to talk to you.
Annie, Tony, we love you. Keep doing what you're doing all. We listen every day. Love everything you're saying. And you're very fair. I also like you are not always for the president. You speak out against him when he needs to. And I really like that about you. I appreciate that as well.
Awesome, Derek. The pleasure is truly mine.